It struck me this year, after many years of hearing this same gospel, that Jesus says, don't do these things, this fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, for others to see. And then we as Catholics, what do? We mark all our foreheads with black crosses and then go to work, right? And there can be a temptation to think, based on this gospel, and I knew I kind of grew up with this idea, that our faith should remain hidden. And that's not what Jesus is saying at all. Do not think that when Jesus says we should do these things in secret, that it's a way of hiding our faith. Why do we listen to a gospel today that says to do things in secret and then go out into the world? Because there's a difference between doing something out of pride and for our own glory and to make ourselves feel better, as if we were to say, oh, look at me, I have the black magic cross, I am a wonderful Christian, versus preaching to the world. I remember when I was a little kid, I was scared to go out into public with that black cross on my forehead. I wondered, what will people think of me? It's okay to feel that way. It's okay to go out into the world and be proud of that black cross on your forehead. What Jesus is asking us to do is to not go out into the world and to say, hey, everybody, look at me, I'm such a wonderful person. In fact, that black cross on our forehead, as we are reminded in the words which will be spoken to us today, remind us of our origins. Our origins in humility and our utter need on God for repentance. To bring about that repentance during the season of Lent, it is customary for each of us as Christians to choose one thing to do in each of those three areas. At least that's how I would suggest to go about it. Fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. Fasting is somewhat built into our life as Catholics already. Today is Ash Wednesday. We are supposed to fast, meaning we have two small meals and one regular meal, and we don't eat in between. That includes drinking things like coffee or tea or chewing gum, things that would also pleasure the palate. And while that might not technically be eating anything, it's in the spirit of that same sacrifice. Each Friday of Lent, we give up meat. And I know there's a temptation, at least for me, to go down to Red Lobster and get some, big old, lobster or crab legs, right? Not quite in the spirit of Lent. It's meant to be a sacrifice for us. But it is also customary for us to give up something else. Traditionally, we choose something that's much more personal to us that we give up during Lent. I've chosen this year to give up coffee and alcoholic drinks for Lent. Now, my staff will be upset with me in the morning because I'll be in a bad mood, and my housemates will be upset with me in the evening because I'll be in a bad mood. But choose something that is particularly meaningful for you. You may notice here these baskets up front. They're kind of leftover from this morning, so I apologize, but we have encouraged our kids in the school and invite you too to join us in what we call a digital fast. A lot of our kids have little games they play or iPod touches or Xboxes and the like, and we know that from experience and from the confessional, they can also become a source of contention with parents. And so it is very helpful for us, and the kids have been very responsive to this idea of giving up those digital outlets for us during Lent. Not because they're bad in and of themselves, but because it can be a very meaningful sacrifice. If you so choose, you're welcome to participate. Just put your name on a post-it note, put the post-it note on the item, put it in the basket, and we'll lock it up in the safe until Easter. And no, you can't get back on Sundays. That's fasting. Prayer is also something that we seek to deepen during Lent. I know, God bless them, my parents during Lent, even when we were little kids, they would try to pray a rosary every night with five of us. I think they were nuts, but it's very noble. And I know some parents who do that. And if your kids can make it through and you not go crazy and sin during the prayer, great. But choose something that deepens your prayer life. At all the exits on your way out are prayer books entitled Returning to God. And they'll give you a little 5-10 minute meditation each day to pray. It's oriented towards adults, but you could certainly do it with your family. Do something to enhance your prayer during Lent. Lastly is almsgiving. If fasting is, in a sense, the negative side of Lent in that we give up something, almsgiving is the more positive side of that same thing, where we do something. Usually it's a charitable work. It might be giving money to the poor. At all the exits on the way out, you'll find the little rice bowls that we give out each year. It's a little box you fold into a bowl and you put your pennies in and we give it to those who are less fortunate. But you may find another way to give charitably to others. I think of need as not just something that's monetary. Need is for friendship, for emotional support, for spiritual support. Maybe you have a family member who's been away from the church and they've grown in despair and they feel like, I can't come back. How can God forgive me? Maybe it's God's calling you during this Lenten season to reach out to them. Or maybe it's a family member, a friend who's grown lonely and you could call them up once a week during Lent. Maybe totally uncomfortable because they have absolutely no conversation skills on the phone. But call them up because they're lonely. It is a charitable work that we do for others, especially those less fortunate. So I encourage you, as you go forth with that cross on your forehead today, to let it be a sign of something deeper. Not a sign of pride, but one of the practice of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving which you offer to the Lord this Lent.